The Kennedy Podcast is sponsored by Psych Nobody. Holy moly, cannoli guacamole. All right, that was pretty excessive, but so has been the wait for this episode. I apologize that it has taken so long. I appreciate all of y'all's patience. I'm Matthew Kennedy, and you're listening to The Kennedy Podcast. All right, now that I have your attention, hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Kennedy Podcast. I am so sorry that it took me 9 months to get this episode up and running, but between the last episode and this episode, a lot of stuff happened. I finished up a training school, I moved across the country, I got my wisdom teeth removed, and, well, y'all know how it is. Life gets crazy, things unexpectedly pop up. Why it took 9 months, though, is kind of unacceptable for me, so I appreciate all of your patience. Thank you for not going crazy on me waiting for this episode. Before we get started, I do want to thank you all for the suggestions that you submitted via Instagram. The_Matthew_Kennedy is my Instagram username, shameless plug. I put up a poll on there a while back, or not a poll, it was one of the ask me a question things. And you guys did submit quite a few questions on there, which I looked at. And also on Snapchat, I put up a poll there, or not a poll. You know what I mean. And you guys submitted some suggestions there. I did look at those, and I do have some of those lined up for today's episode. So thank you very much for submitting those in. We've got a lot to talk about in this episode, so let's get right to it. All right, so on the table for today's episode, we have a suggestion from one of you, which I appreciate. My experience with dating, which is not very much, spoiler alert. The new lifestyle that I'm adapting to and the challenges that come with it. Some entertaining military-related stories. After that, I've got a charity opportunity that I'm going to talk about that I'm trying to run for Christmas, and that is what today's episode is going to be about. Let's get into it. Okay, so the first segment of today's episode is going to be about my experience with dating, which, as mentioned before, is not very much. I have had one girlfriend over the course of my life. She dumped me via text after we were together for 8 months, and that was that. 4 years later, here I am, still with not any luck. I did not take it too well at the time, but all these years later I've realized it was probably a good thing. We would not have gotten along very well long term. We parted our ways, no harm done, and we moved on. So, I have nothing against dating whatsoever. It's a wonderful thing. That can lead to a wonderful marriage and produce children. But honestly, I have just not had a ton of luck for it, and frankly, I am not in a big rush to get back into it, really. A few months ago, I tried online dating apps like Bumble and Tinder, and I did not have any luck with those at all. I could be swiping for days and then only get one or two matches. They either wouldn't message me back, and I came across this one gal who wanted to do things to me. Things that are really weird and I'm not into. I'll spare the details. I very, very quickly blocked her and moved on. But a couple weeks ago, I decided to just kind of ditch online dating altogether because, in my personal opinion, it's a less organic form of dating. Now, that's just my opinion. Like it, disagree with it, you can do whatever with it, I really don't care. But that's just my personal opinion and my experience with it. A few pictures, some of which might be staged or faked. Don't get catfished. Hasn't happened to me, but it could happen to you. And, yeah, those pictures and a short bio can only say so much about a person. One thing too that kind of annoyed me too, going on those apps is certain gals. They'd be looking, they'd have stuff in their bios like, if you're under 5'11, don't message me. And I'm like, what? Since when do you care about someone's height? But that is kind of a separate issue altogether. The height of your boyfriend or girlfriend should not matter in a relationship. All right. A very good friend of mine, who I met after getting here, is currently dating this gal who is actually an inch taller than him, but they get along fairly well. So, yeah. Height really isn't a major factor. Well, it shouldn't be, in my opinion. Height does not determine whether someone is a good or bad person. But I got rid of that. I got rid of those apps and I moved on. But I honestly haven't put a lot of time or effort into trying to get back into dating ever since. I do want to get back into it. It's a nice thing to do. But really, I just can't afford to put the time and effort into it that I used to be able to. Relationships in the military, too, can be kind of rough. I have seen them work out, but I also have seen them not work out. And unfortunately, sometimes they do not work out pretty badly, and it's kind of sad to see stuff like that. Not all relationships in the military are like that, but the fact of the matter is, bad stuff does happen, unfortunately. So, I'm open to getting back into it. I'm willing to, but I just cannot put as much time into it as I used to be able to. That's not going to stop me though, but in the meantime, I still have a lot of other stuff that's more important to me that I have to do. So, to whoever suggested this topic, thank you. I appreciate it. It was nice to talk about it. Let's move on to the next segment. All right, there was your appetizer. Now the main course of this episode, which it could be a nice 8-ounce sirloin steak with shrimp on the side. Gosh, I could really go for some of that right now. That sounds really good. But with four teeth recently being pulled out of my mouth, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, unfortunately. The main topic of this episode is going to be the new lifestyle that I have taken on and the challenges that come with it. So recently, I have finished all of my initial entry training in the Army, and I have finally made it to an actual operational unit, which it's nice. It's nice to be free from sort of the binds that training puts on you a lot. And it's, well, frankly, it's kind of nice to be able to go to the PX and get milk. Frankly, whenever you want, not whenever you want, but not having to find someone to go with you, sign out at CQ, and then sign back in when you get back, and all that trouble just for a little bit of milk. But some of the freedoms that I have enjoyed have been pretty awesome. Colorado is an absolutely amazing state. I mean, ever since I've gotten here, I've gone to Garden of the Gods, Pikes Peak. I went skiing up at Keystone Ridge. All sorts of cool, fun stuff to do around here. But there are some new challenges that have come with having a little more independence and freedom that come with actually having like a day-to-day job now that I have to do. So one of the first challenges that I kind of had to fight through was keeping people up to date of what I've been doing. Now, it sounds fairly simple, but one of the big struggles, well, I wouldn't say struggles, but just one of the things that I had to get used to was, notifying someone, hey, I'm gonna go do this, hey, I'm gonna go do that, this is what's happening with me. It really does sound like such a simple thing to do, but really it's pretty important because your leadership really does need to know what you're doing and when you're doing it, what's happening with you. It's important for them to know that sort of stuff, so if something comes up, they can be like, hey, where's Matt? Oh, he's here. Okay. What's he doing? Okay, that's what he's doing. It's a really simple, but it is really important to overall, you know, my job and making sure everything is going according to plan. Some of the other new challenges I've been facing, as silly as it may sound, is actually just keeping things clean. A lot of barracks now in the Army nowadays, generally you have a little small kitchen, which is nice. I like to cook, and I've been learning how to cook a little bit, and I'll talk about that here in a few seconds. But also, too, I have a lot more stuff I have to clean and keep track of. And it is nice having a kitchen to mess around with and cook with. Makes it really convenient sometimes. But overall, it's just something else that you have to accept that, hey, I've got more stuff to keep track of and more stuff to clean. And it's not a consequence of having all this stuff, but more of something that you need to keep in mind and accept that you're going to have to do. And also, too, now that, you know, I don't have to get, you know, a friend to go with me whenever I want or need to do something, and, you know, if I want to go off post after I get off work, I'm free to do so, unless there's something going on and I can't leave base, but generally, I haven't had a problem with staying out of trouble. Now, given I'm a man, and statistically speaking, we are more likely to get in trouble because we do dumb things, but that is what it is. But also, too, just keeping self-accountability of yourself. Keeping yourself in line when there, you know, isn't someone constantly watching over you all the time. That is one thing that kind of annoyed me about training, having someone constantly watching over you when it seems like, you know, you can't even blow your nose in peace, but it is nice having a little bit more freedom to do things, but it is something that has to be kept in mind. But also, too, one of the challenges I faced around here is structuring my free time. One of the best things that my father has told me is the biggest enemy of young men is unstructured free time, or something along those lines. You know what I mean, Dad. I appreciate you for telling me that, by the way. And it really is true. It's all too easy sometimes to just get on your phone, browse social media, and then all of a sudden, holy cow, it's been 2 hours and you really ought to get to sleep. When instead, you could use those 2 hours to get ready for the next day, prep some gear, cook, clean, laundry, all part of daily stuff you need to do. Or, you know, even better, hey, I should probably study for this thing. Or, hey, maybe go down to the education center, sign up for some classes. Or, hey, check this, hey, check that, all that sort of stuff. Structuring your free time, it's a little more challenging than I initially thought it would be. But it is nice to actually have the ability to structure my free time a lot more. That is one of the things that I have greatly enjoyed ever since getting out of the binds of training. And if any of you listening to this podcast are, you know, in a training situation right now where your freedoms and liberties are a little restricted, all I can tell you is keep your head down and keep grinding. Getting out of initial entry training and getting to an operational unit is well worth it. Now, units kind of vary, and I can't tell you what kind of unit you're going to go to, but generally speaking, it's going to be far better than being in a initial entry training situation. There is light at the end of the tunnel. It does not last forever. And there are good things waiting at the end for you. But just be ready that when you do get to an operational unit, there are going to be some challenges that you're going to have to face. There are going to be some freedoms that you're going to have a lot more of. but there are going to be some responsibilities that come with that. Holy cow, I'm making myself think of with great power comes great responsibility right now. Miss you, Uncle Ben. I love the Spider-Man movies. I don't know about you guys, but those movies are good. Anywho, got a little off course there. But yeah, that has been the main course for this episode. So now we are going to get into the dessert. I don't know why I'm describing this episode as a meal, but this is my show. You can't tell me what to do. Before we start this next segment, I realized that I lied about talking about cooking in that segment, but it took me about 3 tries before I finally got that down, and I really don't want to have to record that segment all over again, so deal with it. Cooking is good, I will say that much. So the reason I call this the dessert of this episode is, again, suggested by you guys to tell some weird stuff that happens in the Army. And so the story that I've got for you tonight. So a couple weeks ago, we were out in the field doing some training. My team leader calls me over and he says, "Hey, Matt, go to platoon sergeant and ask him for an E7 prick radio." And initially I'm thinking, okay, hang on. E7 prick. A platoon sergeant in the Army is typically a sergeant first class, and their pay grade is an E7, enlisted level 7. And I'm like, and I'm a little suspicious at this point, because do I really want to say that to my platoon sergeant? And he's like, "Nah, man, you're good, you're good." "You sure, sergeant?" "Yeah." And at this point, I am still not sure, so I go up to him and I ask, "Hey, sergeant, I won't put his name in here for privacy reasons, asked me to ask you about an E7 prick radio." Without skipping a beat, he said, "Do push-ups." And there I was, doing push-ups. And then he made my team leader get down and do push-ups too, so that was pretty funny. But now I fell right for that. I should not have fallen for that so easily, and I was kind of kicking myself for it afterwards, and everyone was giving me some trouble about it, but it was all in good fun, and honestly, looking back at it, it was kind of hilarious. If you guys want to hear stuff like this in the future, I have plenty of more things I could talk about, but I could not fit them all in one segment. It would take me entirely too long. But thank you for suggesting it, and like I said, if you want to see it in future episodes, you know what to do. All right, that is the dessert for this episode. We just have one more thing to talk about before we get to the end. All right, so now the charity segment of this episode. I am looking to do a fairly big charity donation this year for Christmas, but I'm going to talk about it first. So the charity in particular that I would like to raise a pretty decent amount of money for is the Gary Sinise Foundation. It's run by Gary Sinise, a.k.a. Lieutenant Dan. If you haven't seen Forrest Gump, you are wrong. But it is a charity that benefits active duty military, veterans, and first responders. And last year, they took 1,000 children of fallen U.S. soldiers on a 5-day all-expenses-paid trip to Disney World in Orlando. Disney World, Disneyland, I'm sorry, I don't know which it is, but that is an incredibly cool thing to do. I don't care who you are. That's a super generous thing to do. So this year for Christmas, I would like to attempt to raise at least $2,000 to donate to that charity by the end of the year. And this is where you guys come in. Some of you, I know, have a fairly large following on social media. Fairly large might not seem like large compared to some other people on social media. But if you are willing to help me out with this, spread the word. There's still some things that have to be done to get this in motion. I'm thinking of setting up a GoFundMe to collect all the donations. But if you'd like to help spread the word about this, please shoot me a private message on Instagram, once again, at @the_Matthew_Kennedy, all lowercase, no spaces, or on Snapchat, MatthewSnaps343, all lowercase, no spaces, if you'd like to help out with this. I should disclose that this is not being run by the Army, the DOD, or any other organization, just me. None of the money is going to me. All of it will go to the Gary Sinise Foundation. They are a pretty awesome organization that does a lot for the military and first responders and their families. So I think it's a pretty awesome charity to donate to this Christmas. So once again, if you'd like to help, shoot me a message privately on social media. We'll talk some things out. And if you know anything about large charity donations, I would like to know too, because this is the first time I've ever tried to do anything like this. Frankly, I just want to do something good for the holidays. That's all it is. All right. With that being said, let's go to the outro. Okay, so we have made it to the end of this episode. One thing that I didn't mention earlier is right now there is a GoFundMe page available for the Gary Sinise Foundation donations. It will be in my Instagram bio, the link to it. Once again, @the_Matthew_Kennedy. That's where the link will be. So go to my Instagram if you would like to donate, read a little bit about it, and hopefully we can spread this around. So, once again, everyone, thank you so much for sticking around this long, waiting for a new episode of the podcast. I know I've said it already, but I do apologize that it took this long. It really should not have, but hey, what are you going to do? So, with all that being said, I'm Matthew Kennedy, and thank you for listening to the Kennedy Podcast.